Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Victory Network Radio Station, where we're transforming the nation with the Word of God.
Praise the Lord. I'm Pastor Cynthia Dumas Cook here at Victory Ministry, Sword of the Spirit, Fayetteville, North Carolina. Today, I'm specifically speaking to those who have been in bad relationships, been entangled within the wrong relationships. And this is just not for women, for men also have been in bad relationships. And God wants to set you free, break you loose from those chains, because God has purpose and destiny for your life. And you got to understand that this is a season where you should expect change to come forth, because dealing with a broken heart can often feel as if there's nothing that can fix it, regardless of the cause. However, the one thing that is true about those feelings is that the Word of God and His love can help you get through it. You have retreated to heal, and that was very necessary. Now it's time to come out of your shell and live the life that is waiting upon you. God has established a life that He has prepared and is waiting for you. You know, you must be able to identify the enemy even if they are held in a place within your heart. You got to have people in your life who don't play about who you are. And when you cut toxic people off, they will try to make you think you're holding a grudge. Not holding a grudge, baby. You're just setting boundaries. So don't allow them to make you feel guilty so they can try to find another entry to be toxic in your life. Forgive yourself for not knowing what you didn't know before. You live through it. Learn to grow from it, evolve from it, and become into a place of reality of who you are and your very value. Forgive the toxic people in your life. And when you forgive them, refuse them access back into your life. You got to refuse access. If you want change, you want someone to treat you according to your standards and understand who you are based on your value, then you cannot allow them to continue to gain entry into your life. You have not moved. You're still stagnated. You're still going through the same storm, the same hurt, the same disappointment, because you have allowed them to come back in and have access. So you must take responsibility for your life. And you began to pray that you never get attached to anyone who isn't for you, and pray for the right person or pray for the right people that you need to be connected with. Stop chasing people who requires being chased. Why are you chasing them? That's your first sign that it's not for you. They are running from you. And the truth be told, they don't want to be caught, because they know they cannot meet your expectations. They know that what you desire, they are unable to give it to you. So stop chasing people who requires to chase them. And why are you losing sleep over what you can delete? If someone won't lift a finger to call you, to see you, and spend time with you, it's time for you to lift five fingers and wave goodbye. Unconditional love does not mean unconditional tolerance. It's a mindset. It's a trap. It's blocking you from having a life that can flourish and love, unconditional love that you are entitled to. You deserve to be treated like that woman of royalty. You deserve to be treated as a king that you have been called to. So once you're free from the shackles, don't start playing with the chains again. Many of you find yourself in the cycle because you go and play with the same chains again. You're attracted to the same treatment. So it's time to own your feelings and take your power back. Your feelings and emotions are within your property lines. And the Lord, he wants to remove the blockage from your life so that you are able to move forward so you can attain that mate that he has already assigned to be part of your life. Sometimes you have to let go of the picture of what you thought life would be like and learn to find joy in the story you are living. The struggle is over. It's been long enough. You got to get that mentality that God has assigned a mate to me. The word says that God will give you the desires of your heart. If you desire that man, you desire that husband, you desire that woman, that wife, then you got to understand that you can no longer afford to be entangled with that toxic relationship. You cannot longer be entangled in that relationship that keeps you up all night, that you're not able to sleep, that disturbs your peace, that brings worry to you. You deserve people in your life that are thrilled with you. So know your identity is the key to unlocking your destiny. God is coming through for you. He's going to provide all that you need. You need to make a choice today that I'm going to step into what God has already prepared for me. He's already got everything established for you. All you got to do is walk in it. And all through the scripture, we read that God wants to bless us. Not only does he want to bless us, he has a way to bless us. He has a system set in place so that when we do things his way, we get his results. My God, you have to do it God's way. If you want God's results, then do it his way. If you want that wife, do it God's way. If you want that husband that's going to honor you, then do it God's way. The Bible says that his ways are higher than our ways. So many times we try to figure things out in our natural thinking. We try to come up with a plan and look for ways to get things that we need and get people to treat us the way we want them to treat us. And God's system, the plan for blessing, is already established. So that's why we must align ourselves to the will of God. All we have to do is position ourselves by following his commands, be obedient to his word. My God. And God will make sure that every need you have is met. You don't have to fear cutting the ropes or leaving out of a relationship because this individual has been giving certain things to you in the relationship and what you have need of. No, baby, that means take a step of faith and let God show you his faithfulness. Trust him, honor him, put him first in your life, and he will honor you. Then you can wake up in the morning and say, I'm positioned for a blessing. My God, faithful to obey what the Lord has spoken with us, then he promises to bless even more. When we're obedient to the principle of God's word, it will lead us in the path of deeper insight, greater intimacy, and living the abundant life God has created for us to live in. God does supernatural things in the spiritual realm to move things in the natural realm on our behalf. So don't think God is not moving. God is moving, but now he's waiting on you to make a move. My God, you have to make that decision that I'm going to have to get out of this relationship and I'm going to have to step away for real this time. You have been saying, I'm leaving, I'm going, I'm doing this, I'm not going to go there no more, I'm not going to do this anymore. But then you allow that toxic person to make you feel guilty and you receive them back. Or you get to a place of insecurity and afraid of loneliness that you allow them to come back just so you can be hurt once again, so you can be put in a place of shame once again, of embarrassment once again. You need to trust God at his word and follow his principle. And you will experience a manifestation. The place of loneliness is not your permanent address. Being mistreated should never be your permanent address. Someone abusing you, calling you out of your name should never be your permanent address in a relationship where you should be honored. Understand this. Relationships are created between man and woman so they can be honored. My God. You need to get in position because God says, I'm ready to relocate you. Because where you at now is not your permanent address. God has heard your cries. He heard your tears. He knows everything that you have been going through. My Lord. And God wants you to know that this is not the permanent address, for God has greater things in store for you. Wow. Stop making excuses and giving permission to those that you have relationship with, that you're holding close to your heart, to continue to misuse you. Stop giving them the permission. Know who you are. Understand your own value. Because God has great things in store for you. He has the woman that he has pulled from your ribs to be your wife. But you got to get in line. Stop being playing the role of a husband and giving out all this finances to a woman who's not even your wife. And now she has left and went to the next highest bidder. Women, stop laying beside a man who is not your husband and giving him every benefit of a wife, and he is not willing to honor you to make you a wife. Just stop it. Your time is precious. Who you are is value. And God wants to position you to a new location. Because that loneliness, that abuse, all that shame and embarrassment is not your permanent address. Get in position. Get ready to relocate. Because God says, I am he. I will be your husband, man. I will be what you have need of. God wants you to be healed. He wants you to be delivered. He wants you to be set free. He wants you to live a life of abundance. He wants you to have a relationship of true love. He wants you to have a relationship where you are honored. My God. He wants you to have that helpmate. He wants you to experience what he has created, holy matrimony. He wants you to have it. If you want it, then he wants it for you. But you have to position yourself. And that's your word for today. Be blessed and know that God is on your side and he loves you unconditionally. Be blessed. I'm Pastor Cynthia Dumas Cook. Please visit our website at www.victoryministryfire.com. You can always send your emails to us right there on our site, and we'll be glad to answer any questions. We'll be glad to pray for you, submit your prayer requests on our prayer wall, and we will stand in agreement with you. God bless you, and know that God loves you.